ball security, a couple fumbles last first two games. Anything particular stand out to you that you need to correct?
I think with the snaps, messed up on two of them today. I think just looking the ball in, I think my eyes are going up on the defense too fast. I really need to make sure I look the ball in and just smart with the football. I was trying to, I made a bad play worse by on the second fumble of trying to throw it out and didn't get it there. So, just got to learn from it.
Nick, what happened on the interception? Chip said that you were trying to throw it away there, but what was going through your mind on that play?
At the time, I was, I missed a snap, and you're trying to get the snap. You don't know where the defense is, so I turned around and felt a little pressure, and then I was just trying to try to throw it through the back of the end zone, and something happened and just didn't get there.
Nick, when you look at the numbers, the pure numbers, Mike has a lot more passing yards. The offense was very well. Do you think the coaches look at more than that, just how the numbers will be?
I think so, but, that's up to the coaches. All I can do is go out there and correct what I did wrong and just improve. So I'm not exactly sure. That'd be something the coaches would have to answer.
How hard is Mike making it up just as a competitor?
Hey, Mike's a competitor. Mike's a great quarterback. He always has been in this league, and it's made me a better quarterback going against him. So I'm learning a lot still. So just going through this competition, I learned a lot about myself, and just, I got to keep pushing and working hard and, I've always said Mike and I have a great relationship, so that's always been a great deal. I'm happy to see him do well out there. So.
Your eyes are still even?
Hey, we're competing right now. We're competing.
Second straight week after a turnover, you led them on a touchdown drive. Was there any conversation with Chip in between the turnover and the touchdown?
No. I played this game for a while, and I think that, my mindset is, I hate, I was frustrated when that happened, but it's one of those things where I knew that the play was over. I was excited to get back out there. I just want to get back on the field and get the ball in the end zone after you do something like that. So when we went out there, I was going to make sure we got that ball in the end zone. And I just got to make, before that, you don't want those mistakes to happen. So, I just got to keep working on the ball security.
What was the read on your touchdown?
Oh, what was the read? they did a good job covering it. I went through my read progression and, I saw an opening, so I took it, and I was still looking to throw, and, they did a good job. And then we had, I think it was Riley on the edge that did a great block, and the receivers did a great job blocking. I just kept it and just got in the end zone. What was that?
Triple option.
No, that was a pass play.
But in that play, it looked like our left tackle left at the end come pretty deep there.
Yeah, he did. That's what he's supposed to do. He did a good job. He allowed me to step up in the pocket, and the line did a great job blocking. It's just one of those things where everything's, pretty well covered. So I was just going to try to change my point of view and angle of the throw by rolling out on the run, because a lot of times our receivers, lose them when that happens. And it's hard on the defenders if it's sort of a scramble drill.
What would you think of LeSean's run before?
Oh, I thought he did a great job. LeSean's a tremendous back, and with a little bit of space, he can make, amazing things happen. So I was, it helps when you have a running back do that, and the line did a great job opening it up for him.
Are they calling different types of plays where you're looking for different things when you're on the field as opposed to what they've been calling when Michael's out there?
No, we're running the same offense. We're both going at it, running the same offense.
At the end of the day, Nick, do you think more about the six completions or about the one interception?
I think that the thing I need to work on is the interception and, making sure I look in the ball, so I focus on that. And I've always focused on the things where I didn't think I did as well, and I try to make those better, because those are all – I can fix those. Those aren't – that's something I can fix and I will fix. And, the completions are great, and you'll watch film and you'll look at them and, get something out of it, but it's the things that I didn't do well that I'll really focus on and make those better.
Chip said you did a good job of taking what was given to you, thus a lot of the short passes. But looking back at these two games, you haven't really had the opportunity to really kind of try and stretch the field and go downfield and show what you can do in terms of your arm strength.
That time will come. I feel like we moved the ball. And the most important thing is, moving the ball downfield and putting it in the end zone. And the two times we didn't, I fumbled one and had the interception. So, I feel like, whatever it takes to put the ball in the end zone, no matter if it's short, intermediate, or long passes, that's what, we're going to do. And, the time will come to launch one out there.
Nick, can you talk about your level of just comfort and the possibilities as you see this offense kind of mature together?
I feel really comfortable. I feel really comfortable out there. Just when the plays are called, I feel like I'm seeing things well. I feel like execution. I feel like the offense is doing a great job. There's obviously a lot of stuff to work on, but there's a lot of things we can correct, and that's what's exciting. We just got to make sure we don't turn over the ball. That's a huge thing, and you know, we were fortunate to come out with the win today, but a lot of times when you lose the turnover ratio, it's not, you know, it's not in your favor. So, but those are things we can correct and work on.
Do you feel like the Jacksonville game, both of you just have to have your best performance if you want to win it?
Just got to go out there and play. I mean, I got to improve on this one and, you know, correct the mistakes and go out there and just play football.
Some of the other plays, in addition to your touchdown run, where you moved around and had some of the different arm angle throws, was that all improvisation or were those some designs to move the pocket over?
Some were designed and the touchdown was just sort of a, you know, I felt, you know, I stepped up, didn't see anything open, so I'm not going to just stand there. I'm going to try to make something happen and, you know, it just turned out that way. You got to be able to do that. You got, as a quarterback, you know, you got to be able to run and get a couple yards throughout the game.
Think you're faster than you were last year?
I think so. You know, some I worked on in the offseason to improve, so that's something that I'll keep working on, foot speed and everything.
How much of your offense do you think you showed in general tonight?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I feel like we run stuff that we feel comfortable with right now, and, you know, it, we're working on things, and you know, we'll add stuff during the week. We'll take stuff out. So I couldn't give you an exact number.
Mike Vick is coming right in.
In terms of how quickly you're calling, is there a set time in your mind for
one? It's more just body language, making sure the O-line has their calls, really just making sure we're set. And when we're ready, I'm going. So,
thank you.
Thank you all.